Welcome to the Turning Pain into Power podcast. My name is Davina Faust, and I am a life transformation expert. My goal for this podcast is to bring you some positivity every single week and to inspire you to recognize that your struggles are just part of your story. I have completely changed my life, and I just want you to know that you can do the same thing. I'll also be bringing on some really incredible people who are just like you, who have learned to turn their own pain into power. Ever since I was in college, I have fallen so in love with coffee, especially first thing in the morning, because I am not a morning person. But I've tried to do black coffee before and it just wasn't working for me. It was really bitter and I've got a sweet tooth. So I always find myself adding too much into my coffee, whether that be cream or sugar or flavored syrups. When I really looked at my health and I really was looking at what I put into my body every single day, I realized that my coffee was pretty much like having a candy bar every single day. It really wasn't that great for me nutritionally. So I am so grateful and excited to have found this coffee company. They're called Coffee Over Cardio. Coffee Over Cardio is a brand and it's specifically targeted at boss babes, so female entrepreneurs, but really anyone can enjoy these flavors because they are so dang good, you guys. And they're so good for you. They are gluten-free, sugar-free, calorie-free. So then how are they flavored? The flavor is actually sprinkled onto the beans and baked before the coffee is ground up. So you get the flavor really deep into the coffee bean. My favorite flavors in general are the birthday cake and the cinnamon bun. I honestly don't really have to add that much to the cup anymore. I maybe put in a little bit of almond milk just for texture, but otherwise, I don't need the same amount of sugar and crap and everything that I was adding to this cup of coffee. The coffee itself is delicious. So if you're interested in trying it, or if it sounds like it's up your alley, head on over to coffeeovercardio.com. I'm going to hook you up with 10% off if you just use the coupon at checkout, 10DavinaF, you will get 10% off your purchase. So please enjoy this delicious coffee. Let's get into the show. Hey guys, today's episode is in tribute or in celebration of upcoming Father's Day weekend. I thought I would just reflect on my relationship with my father and how it has developed over the years and all of the things I've learned from him. Obviously, I've learned an immense amount from him through the past 30 years of my life, but I have narrowed the list down to 6 really important things, values that I will carry with me. So let's just dive right into them. Number 6, there is joy in simplicity. My father has an AT&T flip phone that he pays $25 a month for. My father does not have social media. My father does not know who the Kardashians are, even though I have a theory that they are ripping off his fashion trends. My father just is not really worried about the latest trends or the latest gadgets that we all need. My father knows that he has what he needs and that's enough for him. Some of his favorite things are things that we've loved for my entire life. So we have a tradition of watching The Great Pumpkin on Halloween. That's the Charlie Brown TV special, yes. I still watch it even though I'm 30. We watch Family Feud together. We just do all these like really simple things. And there are times when I am feeling like, oh my gosh, I should buy this whatever. I should buy this gadget. I should invest in this thing. And then I remember my dad and I remember the thought of, is this a want or is this a need? So that's one thing that my father has taught me, is that there is joy in simplicity. Number 5, this is something he used to say all the time when I was little. If it's on the floor, it's out the door.
So that was his little catch, one of his little catchphrases that he had growing up. And I'm not going to lie, I'm not a perfectly organized, pristine person. My apartment does, in fact, have some clutter in it. But anytime it gets to a point of just total chaos, I think of my dad and I think of what in here is actually important and has a place in my home, and what in here is just junk that I can either donate or sell or even just throw away. So this, if it's on the floor, it's out the door, rings in my head anytime I have too many items on my floor, taking up space. Number four, you'll never regret the sacrifice of service. My father has been a volunteer firefighter ever since I was a little girl, and I know a big part of that contribution for him was because he felt obligated to. My hometown had, at the time of me growing up, had less than 1,000 people, and he was a male who was able-bodied and great health, and he had the time to commit to doing it, so he did it. Absolutely no questions asked. And yes, volunteer, but if the fire alarm went off at 2 a.m., this guy would wake up, go to the fire for a few hours, and then go to work at 5 a.m. to work his day job. He is also one of those people that just is always pitching in little ways. Like he'll, go and mow my grandmother's lawn, or he'll go fix a porch light for an elderly woman downtown, and she'll try to pay him, and he'll just slip the money under the door when he leaves. And it's one of those things where he really has ingrained in me how important it is to give back if you are able. I have never had the courage to be in a position of service, such as firefighting, but I am very involved in my homeless organization. I am very involved in doing charity runs. Anytime somebody has a charity that they're raising money for, I will find a way to donate because I know it means a lot to the person who is fundraising, but I also know that good karma will return to me if I put that act of service first. Number three, boredom is a choice. This guy of mine has no rest in his bones. He very rarely takes a vacation where he just sits around and does nothing. He's always up doing something. And it's funny, my mom will say, "Why don't we take a weekend to the beach?" And my dad will say, "Well, who's going to fix the washing machine when we're gone? Or who's going to cut the grass when we're gone? Who's going to take care of the cat when we're gone?" Like he's always finding something to do. And I am the type of person that I do value rest. I do value me time, and I do value indulging relaxation. But if I'm ever just kind of sitting around and feeling lousy, I think about what can be done in my home or what can be done in one of my businesses or what could be done with my health. And I think of my dad and how he is always checking things off of a never-ending to-do list. It worries me to a point that I do want him to relax, but it also really inspires me. That work ethic is something that is definitely inherited from him. I will never forget when I was 16 years old, I really, really wanted to get my driver's license and I wanted to get a car. And my father was the one to say, "Well, if we get you a car, you need to get a job because you need to pay your own gas." And I was like, okay, I am going to be the hardest worker so I can have as much money as I want, so that I can put as much gas in my tank so I could go wherever I want, wherever I please. So I immensely respect my father's work ethic. Number two, there is a creative solution to every problem. One of the very first things I tell new people when we talk about my parents is that I have a theory that my father can fix absolutely anything with four items or less. He's just so practically genius, and it's really inspiring to me. I can take home absolutely anything that's broken, whether it be my earrings, my sunglasses, my computer, and he will find a way to fix it. And it really has inspired me now that I'm living on my own. I don't really have a roommate now, or my landlord is an elderly woman, so she helps when she can, but for the most part, I'm self-sufficient, and I fixed my own apartment flood a few weeks ago. It wasn't too drastic, but it was enough to cause me anxiety, and at first I didn't know how I was going to fix it, but then I just thought like my dad, and I found the root of the problem. I brainstormed a way to fix it, and then my mom also gave me some suggestions of things to try, and wouldn't you know, I handled that all on my own, and I just knew my dad was so proud of me in that moment. And even in moments of just having to fix anything in my apartment or having to lift something heavy by myself, I just think, man, there is a creative solution to every problem, and my dad taught me that first. And finally, the number one thing that I have learned from my dad is that we all express love differently. So when I was growing up, I was a very emotional child. I was very creative and I was very expressive in my words, especially through writing. I picked up journaling very early on as a little girl. And I was always so distraught by the fact that my father never verbally told me that he loved me. I honestly don't remember ever hearing my dad say, "I love you," growing up. That being said, my dad was 100% present in my life. My dad fixed everything I owned. My dad came to my softball games. My dad worked multiple jobs to make sure that we were provided for. My dad was always there for me, and especially in times of a pinch, you know, anytime I was in a car accident or anything, my dad was there. But just because he never verbalized the words, "I love you," does not mean that he never loved me. And when I read the book, The Five Love Languages, I realized that my dad is not a words of affirmation kind of guy. His leading love language is acts of service. So all of those things that I just described are my father. And this didn't really hit me until I had moved to New York City and I noticed him choking up. I noticed him just trying not to cry. And he gave me a handful of money, and I was just like, "Dad, I'm in my 20s. I don't need an allowance." But his act of service of giving me money was his way of expressing his love for me. And the fact that he was welling up with tears, like, absolutely kills me. Like, I finally see the teddy bear that has been dressed in armor for my entire life. And I know now, if I want to acknowledge my father's love, I need to acknowledge everything that he does for me. So I would like to take this opportunity. I know he probably will not listen to this because he doesn't have a smartphone, but I need to take this opportunity to just express how much I love my father and how much I am grateful for him every day and everything that he has taught me, and how I am very much imagining and attempting to manifest a soulmate that carries similar qualities to the ones that he has. And I know that there are a lot of people in this world who don't have a strong, reliable, loving father figure in their lives. And for that, I feel blessed. I feel spoiled rotten. And I just will never take him or my mother for granted ever. So I'm kind of welling up with tears a little bit. So this is probably a good place to stop. Happy Father's Day to anyone who is celebrating. If you have a dad that you know and love and appreciate, make sure you tell him today or this upcoming weekend. Okay, that's all. Have a great day, and I'll see you on Friday for our, I believe it's a positive pet talk coming this week. All right, take care. Thanks for listening. My goal for this podcast is to always spread some positive vibes.
And to keep that good energy flowing, it would mean a lot to me if you could share this episode with your friends or leave a nice review on iTunes. Or you could always find me on Instagram at Davina Faust and take a screenshot of the episode. But remember, no matter what it looks like for you, your happiness is worth fighting for.